This is Stories from Lincoln Public Schools, episode 16 for Wednesday, May 1st, 2019. Hello from Lincoln Public Schools. I'm Mindy Burback.
And I'm Brian Fitzgerald. Welcome to Stories from Lincoln Public Schools, our podcast that gives you an inside look at the people, activities, and programs that make Lincoln Public Schools the wonderful place that it is. Today, we're shining a light on a program which recognizes students who go above and beyond, who are respectful and safe, and who are leaders in the classroom at Culler Middle School. Hey, Mindy, School Lunch Hero Day is this Friday. What was your favorite school lunch when you were in school?
Oh, there were so many. It's hard to choose from. Well, I definitely have a school lunch hero. That was Bev McDaniel. She ran the cafeteria at Baird Schools, and she made a lot of things from scratch. And I would say out of all of her meals, and I ate there every day, even in high school, would be the cabbage burgers. She made homemade cabbage burgers, and they were so good. And I know that every time we could get seconds or thirds, we would go back and get seconds and thirds because they were just amazing. In fact, they were so amazing that the school clubs would use her to make their cabbage burgers to sell for fundraisers. That's how amazing they were.
That sounds fantastic. You know, I was trying to think through stuff, and I always had school lunch, and I loved school lunch. I don't have any great story like that of like a person hand-making things, but I like the fiestada, that sort of hexagonal, octagonal Mexican pizza thing. I always really liked that, and pizza and all the cinnamon roll and chili.
Oh, cinnamon roll and chili. Right. That's probably second in my book, definitely.
Yeah, so many great lunch memories.
So we want to know what your favorite lunch memory is, or what's your favorite meal for schools. So if you could tell us.
You could put a comment in iTunes. You could put a comment on lps.org/podcast. You can email it to us. You can do whatever you like. We would love to know what your favorite lunch was.
Well, that was fun. Let's talk about the headlines on LPS's website. We've got Campbell students who are being honored for their leadership skills. Civic Nebraska is recognizing Campbell 5th grade student Kezia and 3rd grade student Matthew. They're receiving the Outstanding Student Leaders Award at a banquet Thursday night. Kezia is a member of student council and a mentor to the younger students, and Matthew leads by example through kindness towards peers, respect for adults, and enthusiasm for learning.
Way to go, Kezia, Matthew.
And then we've got Officer Bronkowitz Book Club. Officer Luke Bronkowitz invites middle school teachers to suggest a book to read, and then they request a visit follow-up for a book discussion. And so he's been doing this now in our community with our schools. And Bronkowitz says reading and discussing a book brings people from all walks of life together. It allows us to share our experiences and perspectives through the lens of the book and its characters. True reading is important, but connecting with kids and hearing what they have to say is also vital. We hope this project encourages kids and people of all ages to read and broaden their horizons and connect with people to their community. So that's a really cool story there on our website.
It's so nice having uniformed police officers in our schools, and what a great way to break down that barrier and be like, you know, it's a normal person in that uniform.
And just have normal conversations.
Absolutely.
With them.
Have fun.
And then also, this last weekend was the Backpack Walk, and it was raised more money. It raised $180,000 to help ease the hunger in our community. I know it was a cold and chilly morning on Saturday, but we had a great number of people show up for that event and walk around the park over at East High.
It's always fun when you're driving down 70th Street on Backpack Walk Day. There's all these people lined up in all the same color shirt going down the sidewalk. It's like, oh, there's the backpack walkers.
There's the backpack walk. And also on our website, it's that time of year, 2019 graduation information. The ceremonies are going to happen on Sunday, May 26th. You can get all the information there, times and locations, dress code. There is a clear bag policy at Pinnacle and Devaney, so make sure you're brushed up on that if you're going to those ceremonies. There's also parking information and tips for families, because we know it's an exciting day, but there's also a lot going on. And if you cannot make it down to those ceremonies at Pinnacle Bank Arena or Devaney, we are broadcasting it once again live on our website. But also, we just set up a deal with the city of Lincoln to broadcast on LNK TV. So we will carry all the graduation ceremonies on cable channels and on our website. So you can find all that information out on the front page of our website, lps.org.
We did this for the first time last year, and we heard so many great stories. Folks that would have never gotten to come to graduation got to see that loved, you know, nephew, grandson, niece walking across the stage, and something that was very meaningful to them just to be able to feel like they got to participate.
Always a neat event anyway, but then to be able to share it with family from across the country and the world.
Well, coming up this week, postseason athletics are underway, but the schedules change daily depending on who's won, who's lost. So I'm not even going to try to tell you who may or may not be playing. What you need to do is go to the Heartland Athletics Conference website, which is heartlandathleticconference.org. And then coming up, we'll have state competitions, and that's always at nsaahome.org for all the athletic stuff. But we have a lot of arts. Today, North Star Art and Culinary Arts Exhibition is going on over at the Lux Center for Arts. And that is going on today, but it's going through May 4th. And then they are also, North Star, having their end-of-the-year art exhibition at the same place, the Lux Center, and that's running through May 7th. Tomorrow, Thursday, Lincoln High Theater is presenting their class acts and their International Baccalaureate student-directed productions. That's tomorrow and on Friday. Also at North Star, 7 p.m. on Friday or on Thursday, they're having their electrophonic, which is modeled after, if you've seen Stomp or Blast, I loved Blast, yes. Which is when Star of Indiana, old drum and bugle corps sort of turned their field competition or field show into a stage show. And of course, Blue Man Group, where the movement of bodies and objects, they're choreographed to music, light, sounds, and everyday objects. They say that due to a history of sellouts that you should get your tickets online. The link will be in the podcast notes, but it's also lnstheater.seatyourself.biz, lnstheater.seatyourself.biz.
And that's a fun show. That was probably one of the first high school shows I saw a couple of years ago. It is a fun, lights and sound. It's like marching band on the stage. Try to picture that. It's really cool.
Excellent. So Thursday, Friday, you've got two chances to see it, so don't miss that one. Also, 7:30 p.m. at Southeast is the Freaky Friday musical, which is based on the novel Freaky Friday by Mary Rogers and the Disney films. That's also Friday, May 3rd, Saturday, May 4th, both at 7:30 p.m. and then Sunday at 2 p.m. Monday at East High, they are having a music and arts event called Miles and Monet. It's going to be jazz, fine art, snacks, and desserts. So it sounds like a nice thing to sort of stroll in, check out some art, listen to some music. Relaxed, it sounds like. Tuesday, the 7th, we have the LPS Secondary District Art Show. That's at the district office. And at Dawes and Scott Middle Schools, our middle school concert band contest. And you can check also the podcast notes here for which schools would be competing at which school in case you want to catch a specific school. So there you go, Mindy.
Wow, there is a lot going on. End of the school year. It's now May. We're entering the last couple of weeks, so be sure to keep up to date with all of those events coming up on our LPS Community Arts calendar and also on our athletics page. Well, last September, our very own Jason Keyes posted a story on lps.org about a great program at Culler Middle School, which identifies extraordinary students for the work they've done in the classroom or bettering the Color community through good deeds. Caitlin Lucan loved this so much she wanted to learn more about it, and so she went out and gathered more. Here's her report.
My name is John Glow. I'm the associate principal at Color Middle School.
So I'm here today because we hear that you have a really wonderful program for students at Color to kind of help recognize their accomplishments. Can you describe it to me?
Sure. Our sixth grade teachers, came to us at a team meeting and say, you know, we need to recognize kids more often, and maybe recognize kids that don't get recognized, you know, because I think traditionally in schools, your kids, the kids that get good grades all the time, and they're kind of heaped on those rewards. And so we thought it'd be cool to, recognize the kids that maybe are showing improvement or, this week they had really great effort. The sixth grade language arts teachers said, why don't we, they've got two blocks of kids on every Friday, At the beginning of the day, and then at 10:30, we can bring all the kids out into the hallway, and then each of the teachers then would pick out one or two students from each of their classes, and kind of for the whole grade to see what they did and recognize them, and then they kind of do this snap thing.
Yeah.
And so it's been cool.
My first award goes to somebody who has been a really big self-starter in my class. This person goes the extra mile. When we are working, this person is taking notes on their notebook when I have not even asked them to do that. And so I'm just impressed with this person's independence and this person's effort in class. And that goes to Floor.
Wow, that's so powerful that it's being recognized in such a public way like that. How have the kids reacted to it?
They love it. They love it. You know, of course, some are embarrassed. But,
sure.
You know, they get a little blue color call out card, so they're able to bring it home and show their parents. And,
mm-hmm.
and you know, and then we're able to also see them later on in the day and, you know, give them the pat on the back and recognize their efforts. So they love it.
From an administrative perspective, what do you think the benefit for the kids has been?
What I see is because it's so frequent,
mm-hmm.
You see a lot more effort out of the kids and them being engaged in their academics throughout the school year. It's not just we're waiting for a quarter to happen or a semester to happen.
Sure.
It's every week. And so, you know, kids will tell me, you know, hey, I hope I get that color, you know, the call out card this week. And
mm-hmm.
and then, you know, giving them some tips on what they should be doing in class to maybe earn that. And the teachers are able to use it, you know, within their classroom, too, as that incentive. Kind of, you know, as, you know, Tuesday and Wednesday and the week kind of labors on, that they're
mm-hmm.
able to remind them, hey, maybe, you know, if you do X, Y, and Z, we'll recognize you on Friday.
Can you introduce yourself for me?
My name's Kim Rathy. I'm a sixth grade language arts teacher at Color Middle School.
And I hear that you are kind of one of the founding members of the call-outs.
Well, myself and Miss Tuttle, who is not here anymore, just thought it would be a great way to recognize students and help others in their grade level see what great things they're doing, and hopefully just showing kids that it's not really about doing the best every day, but it's improving where you started from.
How did kids react kind of the first time that you did it? What was the staff reaction?
The students are really excited. I think it takes them a while to realize that they're not going to be the winner every time. And so when you're in middle school, you always want the spotlight on you.
Right.
But I think as it's gone on, they've really been encouraging to their classmates. And it's been fun to talk about things that we do in class that kind of only my class knows about,
mm-hmm.
because they feel like we've kind of created a community there. So they can kind of guess who might deserve it. And they've even gotten to the point sometimes where they've nominated their classmates.
That's what I was just going to ask, if you have students kind of advocating for others and their efforts.
Yep. So that's been fun. So there's been a couple times where I've just pulled students aside and said, who do you think deserves it this week? And they'll give me a student's name and they'll know exactly why they deserved it. They don't always honor their friends. They honor the people that are doing what we kind of expect here to create a good community. So
yeah, that's wonderful. Yeah. Do you think that you've seen a change kind of long-term, like from the beginning of the semester when it's a totally new thing for students versus now we're here at the end of the school year? Like, has that changed their behavior long-term?
I think so. I think at the beginning of the year, they're so like sweet and innocent because they're sixth graders.
Right.
And then they get a little bit bolder. And now I think it's the end of the year and there has been that community that's created in the classroom. And so when we do find students that are deserving of it, they're very encouraging of their classmates and they feel the same way. So and they all want to earn the award, even though they may pretend like it's not cool to earn the award.
Sure.
They're pretty sad when it's not them, especially if they've worked really, really hard. So we've gotten to the point now where most of us don't just give one award. We're giving it to multiple people in the week, or like you saw, we were giving it to like our whole classroom because of the community. So
awesome. Do you have like a favorite example or a favorite anecdote of like a call out that particularly touched you or was very charming?
This week's, we've been playing kickball because it's been nice out and we just need to get outside, and it's getting toward the end of the school year. And my class has been winning the kickball tournaments because they worked really, really well together.
Yeah.
And one of the students created the name the Crunchy Elbows. And so he had really, really dry elbows one day and said, oh, sure, my elbows are dry. And then everyone started saying the crunchy elbow cheer. And so whenever we need like a little bit of enthusiasm or something,
little pick me up.
Yes, exactly. So we'll say it in class now, mm-hmm, or we'll say it when we're playing kickball, and it just gets everybody kind of on the same page and in the right mind. So that's been kind of fun. And he's one of those kids that's really, really funny in class, but kind of quiet. And so it was fun to honor him and have him see like how much of an impact he can have as a leader in the classroom. So
this great person in my class that is so humorous that he devised the name for our group when we play kickball. So Ethan, thank you for coming up with the name.
Crunchy elbows. Crunchy elbows.
Do you have any favorite like examples or anecdotes from the callouts that have really like touched you or been very charming?
I always like the ones where you know, where the kids are kind of overcoming obstacles, mm-hmm, and able to overcome those and show what they can do in the classroom. A funny one, the other week, a teacher recognized a student that she doesn't even have in class.
Oh, really?
Yeah. In the afternoon, the student has a class in her classroom that she shares with another one, and so, mm-hmm, she's in there planning. And so she recognized him for really working hard in that math room, and that the student constantly has her cracking up with the jokes and the antics that he does.
Yeah.
So that was neat.
Oh, that's so sweet. I love that, like, reinforcing of that, even, like, the adults who aren't necessarily, like I'm your teacher right now, still like notice and care about you.
Right. And I think that's something that we really push at Color.
Yeah.
We believe that, you know, we're a community, mm-hmm, and all of our students are all of our students.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just it's your students or those are special education students or ELL students. It's all of our students. So that's what's neat.
Yeah. How long has this program been going on?
We've been doing it for, I think, the last 2 years.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you noticed... how has it kind of changed, or what adjustments have you made along the way?
Well, what I think what's changed is that we've had some different teachers up there, so they kind of,
sure,
have their own takes on it.
Yeah.
And I think what they're finding too is that, hey, I don't want to recognize only one student. I want to recognize more.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's been neat. And I think that what's really changed is that the teachers have recognized how much it influences the culture.
Mm,
and
yeah,
so really focusing on that and kind of fine-tuning it so that sixth grade is just really humming all the time.
Yeah. Can you introduce yourself for me?
Yeah, I'm Josh Sheffert. I am a sixth grade teacher at Color Middle School for English Language Arts.
And how are you involved with the call-outs?
Well, all of the teachers are really involved with it. We choose a student that we typically think is showing a lot of leadership qualities in the classroom. We believe a lot in that, and we want to call out those positive behaviors so that other students see that, that the teachers are acknowledging that.
What do you think the benefit is for the students?
This is something they look forward to every single week. Every single Friday they ask about it. Hey, when are we going out? When are we going out?
Mm-hmm.
I have students at the beginning of each week that are setting goals, talking about how they're going to be the, in my classroom, what we call the MVP or whatever.
Sure.
You know, so if they're going to be the call out for the week.
Yeah, yeah. So you think it's kind of changed students' behavior in the classroom?
Oh, it's a huge thing. That's if they're making those goals at the beginning of Monday,
mm-hmm,
I can always refer to that if I have to do like a gentle reminder, say, well, you know, I heard you say that you were, you know, shooting to be this person this week. You're doing a really nice job, or,
yeah,
hey, let's try this.
I have one as well. In Mr. Shepherd's class and Ms. Stafficek's class, we talk about persevering through adversity. This week we had state testing, and I know it wasn't the easiest week you guys have had, but I'm really proud of all of our students. So this one goes to my entire second block, all of you guys.
I guess when I go up there and I watch them, I really listen to the words that the teachers are saying because I know they put a lot of thought into it, and they're noticing the positive things that the kids are doing.
Mm-hmm. If there's a takeaway for either parents or for like other teachers in other schools in the district about the success of this, what would that be?
Well, like I had mentioned, I think what's huge is that it has a really big, for other schools, it has a really big impact on our culture of that, mm-hmm, grade level. And it's a simple, easy thing to do. It takes you know, 5 minutes on a Friday. The kids and the staff look forward to it. And then for parents, I think that they need to know how much we care about their kids, and we try to show that through this activity.
What a great program. I love they talk about recognizing students that don't always get recognized. You know, sometimes it's like, oh, here's the kid with the best grades, or this is the one that's turned in all their stuff. But being part of a community means so many things. You know, it's being kind to your classmates. It's helping others out. It's, you know, maybe cleaning up a little bit. All those things that just make being in that place a better thing, because the students are helping out. And to be able to recognize a kid and be like, you know, you're appreciated, might help them in their schoolwork in places that they need some help.
Well, and it's kind of those soft skills that we keep hearing about, you know, teaching them that being a good team member on a team or being a good community member has its own rewards. And it's teaching kids of how to get along, but how to persevere and have grit and doing things no matter if somebody's watching or not, because like they said, they were trying to catch kids who maybe didn't know they were being watched and they were caught doing something. And it's that character. It's that doing what's right anyway, even if nobody's watching.
I liked how the teacher, when she was presenting the award, said all the very specific things that the student did to earn that. I can imagine if you're a student sitting there and you haven't earned this and you're thinking, it's like, man, I would really like this. I would like that recognition that you're hearing out loud. It's like, well, here's the things that I need to do to become this kind of student. So I like that she was very specific about why she was making the nomination.
But not necessarily doing it in a public way, just doing it all the time, because that's when you're going to get caught. So definitely.
Well, if there's anything that you've heard today that you'd like to learn more about, there are links to everything that we've talked about today on the podcast, probably right there in your player that you might be listening to this in, also at lps.org/podcast. Also, if you'd like to subscribe and get notified every Wednesday when we push up a new episode, you can find us all the places, iTunes, Google Podcasts, Google Play, Pocket Casts, and Spotify. Links to all these services also are at lps.org/podcast. And that is all the time we have for today. Check out the arts. Check out our website. Read about the call-outs at Cougars, the call-outs at Kohler. And thank you for joining us for Stories from Lincoln Public Schools.